Federal funds are flowing into a workforce development program for high school dropouts in western Massachusetts. The U.S. Department of Labor has awarded a $1.1 million grant to the YWCA of western Massachusetts and its Youth Build program. Congressman Richard Neal this week announced the funding.
The YWCA is a great brand, and they take their responsibilities very seriously because they have a decades-old reputation.
Youth Build is a national program that provides academic and vocational education for at-risk adults ages 17 to 24.
I think it is important because there are people who perhaps in their youth make bad decisions or are the victims of somebody else making a bad decision. And I think it gives people a chance to do a reset in life. And through that reset, it means that one can successfully find a path forward.
With the additional federal funding, the YWCA will be able to double to 63 the number of participants in the program, according to Jennifer Murphy, the Director of Workforce Development at the YWCA.
The pathway and the opportunity for young people to be able to obtain stability and economic self-sufficiency is here through the Youth Build program. And we offer young people who are disconnected from their communities the opportunity to be able to re-engage in their communities in a healthy way and then gain the skills they need in order to be economically self-sufficient.
The program participants take classes in English, history, math, and science in a curriculum geared toward helping them pass the High School Equivalency Test, or HISET. Graduates of the vocational training in the building trades get a certificate that is a construction industry-recognized credential. Students in health worker training have a choice of pursuing certificates in several fields, including nursing assistant, home health aide, and paramedic. The training courses require a 6 to 9 month commitment, according to Murphy.
It's open enrollment, so we ask folks to contact us here at the YWCA. We give an application. We'll do a tour and talk about the program and the commitment. And young people who are interested in any time during the year can come and engage with us and ask us about the program, and we can get the application process going.
Students currently receiving training in the construction trades will help to build a home in Springfield this year that is a Habitat for Humanity project. Bay State Health is offering Youth Build participants opportunities for job shadowing and paid internships. Talisha Besaw, a single mother, said her goal in the Youth Build program is to become a role model for her 4-year-old daughter. After completing the health worker training, she plans to work and continue studying to become a nurse.
You know, they never gave up on me. They always kept in contact with me, even when I felt like I was, you know, slowly, like, doubting myself. I felt like they always gave me the hand to bring me back up, and they help in all different types of ways. I feel like it's a really good opportunity, and, you know, it's like family.
The Springfield-based Youth Build program started in 2003. Since then, 80% of the program's graduates have obtained employment or gone on to advanced training programs, according to data provided by the YWCA. 5% of Youth Build students had new run-ins with the law. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.